Hey, just a heads up, after the podcast, we have a really special interview that we did with Travis Tritt. Everybody loved when we had him in, the legendary Travis Tritt. We're going to put the interview at the end of the podcast, so don't forget about that. It's everything that happened minus the songs. We can't do that because of legal reasons, but okay, there you know. It's after the podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one,
and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast,
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, Big D and Bubba's podcast. Hey, look, real quick, we do want to remind you about the autumn curved. I tried doing carved and turkey at the same time. It came curved.
So that happens.
Autumn carved turkey sandwich going on at Subway right now. It is really good. We talk about it all the time because it's good. And hi, Brandy. Brandy just tweeted us. She said, because of Big D and Bubba and tasty tweets, I just ate at Subway. And I'm like, that's great. That's great. Who says advertising doesn't work? Boom.
I don't think anyone actually says that.
Nobody does, except for people who don't advertise, which is funny because their businesses are dying. Go to Subway. I'm telling you about the autumn carved turkey sandwich. It's good. It's got this thick cut carved turkey on it that is phenomenal, made with no artificial preservatives, no artificial flavors, and it's oven roasted. It's got the really cool sweet cranberry mustard sauce on it, sliced cheddar cheese, 9-grain, freshly baked wheat bread. You're going to dig it. You're going to love it. And if you're planning your next meal, just swing to Subway and go, hey, I'm here for because Big D and Bubba said.
And they'll be like, who?
That's fine.
What?
Huh? I'm totally down with that.
Everyone have a good week.
Yes.
Good week.
Today. Well, real quick, before we dive into everything, we're going to do it a little different today. Patrick, you're going to love this idea. We're just going to invite people.
That usually means I won't love the idea.
We're going to invite people to call us. If you're watching right now and you're doing the live stream, feel free to call. 1-800-667-8686.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
See what I mean? And we'll just chit-chat.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel like talking about.
Sure.
There's actually a thing through Facebook where you can hit call, isn't there?
Yeah. If you're on the app, it's got a call now button.
Yeah. The app. That's great. I didn't even think of it as an app anymore.
Facebook isn't an app. It's just part of the phone. It's like the native thing that it's just there.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, kind of.
All right, so 800-667-8686. We'll take a few every once in a while.
So what were you talking about? You said, okay, how's everything? The week was phenomenal.
Good week.
What a crazy week. You know, it started off in a weird note because you still got all the rioting and all that crazy stuff, but we had the fantastic news of learning that Travis Tritt was going to be with us on the radio show, and that's something we've wanted. You and I, for about 14, 15 years, we had been chasing down the Travis Tritt rabbit. We're like, you know, this has got to happen one day.
Yeah.
And it did.
And it was awesome.
Travis was amazing.
It was really, really good.
Did you get to hear Travis Tritt today on the show?
I did not get to hear it. I'm so bummed.
You should be, because it was amazing. We did put the videos up on YouTube.
I can only imagine.
I just want to tell you guys,
if it wasn't for your app every day, I don't think I could make it through not listening to you guys.
Aw.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I live for every morning Big D and Bub every morning. My granddaughter, she's 6, and she loves when you guys say, good morning, baby.
Good morning, baby.
There you go. Thank you.
Bubba's the only one. If you ever hear my son do that, that's Bubba, because I can't do it.
What? Do what? Baby?
I can't
do
that.
You can't get that whatever.
I can do everything up until the baby part.
That's like, my South Louisiana thing. Baby?
It's a baby.
Baby. See, you did pretty good right there.
Baby.
You did pretty good.
Yeah, but it still sounded good. It sounds great every morning when you guys say it.
That's right, baby. That's right, baby.
Oh.
Baby. Anyway, well, thank you. We appreciate it.
And please tell your granddaughter that we said hi and all that good stuff and say, hey, what's up, baby? All right.
I will tell her.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have an awesome day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Hi, who's this?
This is Big D.
Hi, Big D. So tell us a little bit about your life. How was your week this week? Here, let me turn your microphone off so we don't have the echo.
Sure. My week was good. I got to hang out with, I don't know if y'all know this guy, Travis Tritt. He's a singer.
No. Tell me about him.
Well, he has perfect hair.
Why are you hiding? Why are you hiding from me? I know it's you on the phone. You said your name, and you're over there hiding like...
I don't know. I just, I'm used to hiding, like when I do this. Like, hey, what's up? Hey.
Have you ever called? Have you ever called our show and gotten on the air? Here, hang up the phone. Have you ever called our show and gotten on?
Yeah,
we didn't know that it was you.
No, well, like, kind of. Do you remember that? Like, we would be waiting for, like a guest, like a big guest.
Oh, and the publicist phone call.
And Patrick would be waiting for, you know, like, oh, be watch the hotline, and I'll be like, man, I gotta go. I'm gonna get some coffee, man. Okay, well, hurry up because we're waiting on, you know, whoever. And I would go in the kitchen and use the
phone. I usually go in the bathroom.
And I would call. And he like, call hotline.
This is
whoever it is, you know.
This is so-and-so from Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. And then I can hear Patrick yelling. D, like, come on. They're heater on.
Big D's missing. So he's like, Bubba, you just got to go. Go live, Bubba.
And then he's like, dude, you get off the phone because now they're probably calling and it's busy. Come on.
That happens more often than not.
Patrick just trying to keep the ship going, and we're over here trying to purposely poke holes in the in the floor of the boat.
Oh, look, a minefield. Let's run right through it. That's a great idea.
Yes, but it's fun. But it's fun. Going to have fun today. So, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? You guys family and junk or what?
No, actually, everybody. We normally, every year, we get together for Thanksgiving with the entire family. But remember the wedding I had where we went to that little mountain chalet and we got the whole family together? It was like 70 of us staying in one. They rented like this off-season chalet for skiing and all that.
Yeah.
And it was a whole lodge. We rented the whole thing and got the whole family to stay there. And so they're like, well, that only happened 2 months ago. We don't need to see you for Thanksgiving. Oh. So we're not doing anything with our family like we always do. The tradition, the broken tradition, it's gone. I'm not bitter or anything.
What are you doing, Patrick?
This weekend or for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
I'm going to visit my whole family.
Does your mom cook?
We're going to have three Thanksgivings. We're going to do noon at Grandma's house.
Is his mic low? It just seems low to me.
Hello? No?
I'm just sitting half on the floor and your chin's kind of down.
That's probably it.
Like one of your chins is on the... Oh, you gotta
if I didn't want that bottle of water, I would have thrown it at you. No question.
All right, go ahead.
There's only two left, so.
So you're gonna have.
Have lunch at noon at Grandma's house. Then we go to my cousin Linda's house at like 2, and probably don't eat. But you know we're gonna eat because it's gonna be dessert.
Anyway, yeah. Like, you know.
And then my brother is cooking dinner at 6, so I'm literally doing three Thanksgivings.
I bet your brother's is the best.
My grandma has things she does that they can't do, like make rice dressing better than anybody that ever lived, stuff like that. But my brother can make a turkey. I don't know how he does it. He's cooking. So my brother.
Does he fry it?
He fries it, but I've never had a fried turkey that was as good as his. Never. I don't know what he uses. He makes his own seasoning.
He makes his own seasoning? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
Anyway, he makes his own seasoning, all right? And then what?
You done?
No. I'm never done. It just keeps going.
Dude.
What is in with you today, man? You've been in a weird mood all day.
It's Friday, man. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Anyway, he makes his own sneezing. And what happened?
What?
What is he?
He makes his own sneeze?
Well, it changes
you
every time.
You even said a new word.
Dude, that's the word he messed up.
No, yeah, but that's not how I said it.
It's evolved. Anyway, get past all that.
Yeah, I was trying, but you never let it go past. My brother cooks for, he caters now. That's what he does. So he's cooking Thanksgiving dinner for like 160 people for lunch. And then he's cooking for us at 6.
Oh, wow. Do you think he's just going to use leftovers?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Nah,
but you know what?
You don't care.
I don't care.
You guys ever tried frying a turkey?
No.
Well,
I've done like the, you know, we did the turkey fry thing with Tracy Lawrence.
No, you know? I mean like yourself. Like,
but no, I was going to say I've been like standing right next to it while they're dunking the turkeys into the grease, but I've never actually done it myself. My brother's done it. We usually, that's what we'll do is we'll have one in the oven and one in the fryer. But I've never personally, I wouldn't know if somebody said, here, fry this turkey. I wouldn't know how long to put it in or any of that stuff. That's why they make the Google.
We were at the very first Tracy Lawrence turkey fry. I think he's on his 11th one now.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Does that every year. Fries a bunch of turkeys for the homeless shelter in Nashville.
Do you guys say, are you a ham? Like, if I had my druthers, I would say only.
Now?
Druthers.
All right. Continue.
Is that a real word?
I'm not even sure he used it right. If it is.
Druther? If I had my druthers.
Okay. Looking that up while you continue to talk.
Sure. Go ahead. Look it up.
Nope.
Druthers. If I had druthers. You know, like if I had my preference.
Wow. In a matter?
Big D just used a word I wasn't sure he was using right.
I thought
That's
it was like
impressive.
Slang. I didn't know it was a real
nope,
word.
A real
I thought
word.
It was slang.
I mean, I've heard it before, but it just sounded so wrong when you said it.
Well, because it's not a word. It's not a
you
word
don't have
anybody
an
under
accent.
80. Well, I was going to say it's not a word anybody under 80 would say.
That's a word you can only use if you have an English accent.
Like if you're speaking to your grandparents, you could say druthers, but.
I had my druthers.
It's actually an American word. It's not an English word.
Either way.
What?
Either way, it still sounds ridiculous.
Continue, so go on, Big druthers. D, tell your story. Or not. Or not.
What? You did it to me.
Yeah, but it's different.
Oh,
I it's didn't say anything wrong. You said sneezenings.
He does have a point there.
I mean, if you say, yeah, my brother makes his own sneezenings, then yeah, right. I'm going to say something. But if I say a word just because you're too ignorant to know it's a real word, you can't make fun of me for that.
Also just weird that
right?
you said it. It's just weird that
it's,
you said
it's weird
it.
That you used druthers in conversation.
I'm not the only one who thinks it was
weird. But at the same time, he has a point, Patrick. He said the word right, pronounced it right, and used it correctly.
I can still make fun of him for using weird words.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No,
you just start calling people dame now.
Okay, I'll give you halvesies on that. You
okay.
can kind of do that. But you guys went full bore double team.
Yeah.
Both of y'all
on
did.
On druthers, because it was that weird.
Anyway,
I didn't go on.
I would prefer only ham. I could do without turkey totally.
What?
I don't know, man.
No, turkey is good.
I don't like what's the meat? Dark meat's the good juicy meat, right?
Yeah, but I like good I like
they, that's what they turkey. Say. I wouldn't know, but
I'm just saying I like the dark meat over the white meat. Because it's better, it's juicier, and
dark meat is got a funky taste to it.
What?
Yeah, it does. And you know why it's dark meat?
Why?
Because it has blood in it.
That's good.
And so
just like
eat
with
it,
a steak,
blood meat.
Just like with a steak, man. I remember I tried convincing Stacy, and years ago I was told this, and I was told, I'll tell the story first. I was told that the, you know, the red stuff that you're, I know the red stuff that's in the bottom of the thing with your steak in it. I was told that actually wasn't blood when I was little, that it was a preservative. And I don't remember who told me that, but I went half of my life believing it. So one day I'm making steaks and Stacey's like, they're just too bloody. I said, that's not blood. It's a preservative. And so I'm like, look, and I go and I Google, I go, look, right. Oh, that's blood.
There it says, druthers. That's what it said.
I'm such a goober, man. I felt like the biggest dummy because I don't know how many people I told that to throughout my life.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yes, I was wondering if you could play some George Jones.
Well, we don't have George Jones song up next. However, we are going to sing you some George Jones right now. What's your favorite George Jones song?
I don't need no rocking chair.
Choices.
Choices.
I don't remember the words.
I've had choices.
There you go, Patrick.
And before
since the day that I was born, there were voices.
Y'all crazy.
Told me right from wrong. If I had listened, Lord, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying. The choices I made.
Hey, is this the Carson line?
Yeah, this is Carson. But you know what? She is busy doing her radio show. We're actually stealing her phone right now.
We control.
Oh, okay. We stole Carson's line.
We control the line.
Right phone number.
Yeah,
you
that's
got it,
it,
man.
We'll let her know that you want some George. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Bye bye.
All right, guys.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong at all with stealing Carson's phone lines in the middle of the day and just what? Oh, she doesn't know.
She's gonna be like, yeah, she's gonna be like,
my bad.
Why is my phone not ringing? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we will. We'd love to talk to you though. 800-667-8686.
You realize the vast majority of people listening to this are listening after we're not here.
Yeah, I know. But for those who are, it's fun to just get people involved.
Yeah,
I know Marianne Sophia is watching, and she is awesome. She's one of our favorite people. For the longest time,
I'm sorry. I'm talking to Patrick.
Oh, for the longest time, we would refer to her as the Candy Lady, Marianne. We're like, Marianne, Candy Lady. Oh, yeah, wow, yeah, she's the best. Seriously, the first time we met her, she brought us these giant bags of candy. She knows us well. And we normally don't eat listener food.
And the pastries.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
She sent us, I don't think Patrick even knows.
Oh, no, I know. I already ate one.
You ate one?
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And Big D had one yesterday?
Because I'm the one who opened the box.
So there's
a big giant box of cookies.
They're
like QVC cookies.
They're like Cheryl's, I guess.
Cheryl's cookies.
What are QVC?
I don't know,
cookies?
Man. But they're good. You buy them on QVC.
All right. So
seriously,
really?
Yeah.
These look like the ones. I'll show you. These look like you go to the grocery store and they have like the white powdery chalky cookie, but they've got the really thick. Icing
like
on it.
It doesn't taste like.
Well, no, I was going to say the one. I have to tell you, that's some of my favorite cookies on
some
the planet.
I do too.
I love that. They're the cheapest cookies and they're the best.
Yep, those are great.
These are better than that.
These.
Throw one over.
So which one do you?
I don't want chocolate.
So many flavor. There's a butter pecan
here, here's chocolate.
One. He doesn't want chocolate.
You want butter pecan?
Oh, I want the
pecan. Give him butter pecan. I'll take a
buttercream frosted cinnamon pumpkin. Is that good?
No.
Yep, I'll take that.
Okay.
Cinnamon
pumpkin.
Here you go, Big D.
Throw that on over.
Oh, yeah. Patrick, I don't know where the... Oh, here you go.
How many different flavors are in there?
I don't know. Buttercream flossed. Is it flossed?
Flossed. I've been flossing
like
a lot
five or six
lately.
Different flavors in there.
How do we have a job on the radio
when
none of us
him.
Can talk? We can't speak.
Yeah.
So this is what happens on Friday, man. It's the end of the road.
It really
We're
is.
We're done.
It really
we
is.
We really shouldn't be talking
There's
anymore.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try one of each.
What's your brother's...
what?
What's your brother's favorite sneezing that he makes?
You're a terrible person, and I hate you.
Here, I'm having one of each. So that
You're
gives
having
me
one of each?
Six of them. Here All you go, Patrick.
Man, you're going to go into a dive. Oh, he threw the whole box. Diabetic shock over here.
Well, I've been on a diet, so I figure this can't do much. Would you like a cookie?
Excuse me?
Would you like a cookie?
Yeah, don't give away a cookie.
I would love a cookie. I'm watching you guys right now on Facebook.
Oh, nice. What's your name?
Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. What do you like? Buttercream frosted, cinnamon pumpkin, the cutout cookie, or we got the chocolate. Let's see what else. We got a fall leaf-shaped cutout cookie and the cutout cookie with the pumpkin thing. Which one would you prefer?
The buttercream frosting, for sure.
Okay. Well, yeah. I am going to give that to you through the magic of the podcast here. I'm going to open it, and I'm going to eat it now for you.
Do you make holiday cookies?
Oh, my God.
These are really good.
Oh, my God.
These are really good.
You're loving this, Melissa. You're loving it. It's great.
I am. I'm so loving this. I'm so into it right now.
No, I mean, you're loving this cookie.
It's super good.
Mm. Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Like creamy, melts in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I know. She's having one right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you make holiday cookies, Christmas cookies?
Yeah, my mom and I usually make a couple hundred, and we donate some to like the food banks and the churches and stuff, and then we eat a lot for ourselves too.
Oh wow, that is crazy! Good for you. You know, what I always want to do. I always every like when Thanksgiving comes around and Christmas comes around. I'm just being honest with you guys. I always want to go take the boys, and my wife and I would take the boys to like a food bank or a homeless shelter and help feed, you know, and work and that kind of stuff. Here's when I go, because I know that I would just be another
turkey person.
I'd be a turkey person. I'd just be another.
Melissa, do you know what a turkey person is?
I'm not sure.
A friend of ours, he is a motivational speaker. He's a CEO of a hardwood company, does flooring and all that kind of stuff. He was in a documentary that is on Netflix that you must watch. It's called Undefeated. Bill Courtney is his name. And he told us a story about he decided one day, just on the whim, he's like, I'm going to coach a high school football team in inner city Memphis, and this will be great. I'm this rich white guy, and I'm going to show up, and I'm going to just help this team. And, you know, they need coaching. They're you know, whatever. They suck. And so he goes to this school, and he starts donating his time. He buys uniforms for the team and the whole thing, and he just couldn't break through to the kids. He couldn't get them to play for him. And he asked one of the guys one day, he said, you know, you and I are cool. Why is the rest of the team not down with the idea of what we're trying to do here? And he said, Coach, can I be honest with you? He said, of course. He said, everybody thinks you're a turkey person. And he said, a turkey person? What is that? He said, you know, white people, rich white people at Thanksgiving, they show up at Thanksgiving, they give us a turkey, and they feel all good about themselves, and they leave. And they never, see them again. And he said, we never see them again. And that changed his life. He ended up coaching that team for years. I mean, just a great guy. That's why, again, you have to see Undefeated on Netflix. It's the story of him and the team and all that.
I guess maybe that's part of it, too. I think that because I
feel guilty about being a turkey person.
Yeah, like, hey, where was I in June? Where was, you know, why didn't I help when it was not a holiday?
Am I going to be here in April?
And I just know that they're going to, I'm going to walk in with my two super white kids with their really white teeth.
Well, you guys look like Vikings.
And we're going to walk in and we're going to park the Range Rover and go in and then help people less off. And I just feel like a fraud. There is a guilt that goes with that. I don't like it. And I'm just like, you know what? Then I'll just not do it. It's best that I let some, because it will have a lot of people do it. And then maybe I should do it in June.
You know what?
That's when you do it. Instead of, and I don't want to say don't help
at
the holidays.
I'm going to take the opposite on this, which is that attitude is bad. Not yours. The other attitude. The attitude of, oh, you're just a turkey person. You know what? I'm here. Maybe this is the one day a year I felt like doing this, but I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I could. There's people who don't do it at all.
I understand where you're defending it, but at the same time, we're not in their shoes, man.
I mean, I get it. I'm just saying, but there's people who don't help at all.
Why look down on somebody for doing anything like that? That's exactly, it's a great point. Why look down on somebody? There was a time, and I don't talk about this a lot, but there was a time when I was in between jobs. I was single and young and being, you know, wild and free, and I lived in my car for several months, and I wouldn't have taken a handout, but if I'd have seen an opportunity to where somebody was doing something cool, I'd have jumped all over it. Me and my bud, we would go to weddings. Remember I told you about, we would show up to weddings and we'd be like, yeah, I'm with the bride, I'm with the groom, and we'd get the free food.
They were wedding crashers.
They're legit, you know, it reminds before me it was a movie.
Of my one of the girls I dated in college, I went to her house for Easter. We went to church with her grandmother and her parents. And her grandmother was one of those old ladies that talked bad about everybody else when they weren't looking. And she went to church every Sunday and every Wednesday, okay? But then the Johnsons, they only come on Easter. Never see them except on Easter showing up in their good clothes.
What's the word they call at church? The
Easter Christians? I don't know.
Holiday Christians or something like that?
My thing is, hey, they're there. You know how many people don't even go to church on Easter? At all? Yeah. So why you got to talk bad about them? I'm just saying. That irritates me.
Well, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do it. I won't go in June because I'll forget, because it's not on my mind. It's not on my mind until
until a holiday. You go, hey, how can we help out somebody? We're blessed. How can we help somebody?
Isn't that the kind of the whole point of me? That's why I feel bad. Like, I don't even really think about it until
that's why everyone else is. That's why the Salvation Army goes out at Christmas, because they know people have that guilt of, you know, I'm blessed. I'm looking back at the end of the year and I'm saying, you know, how can I give back? How can I spread a little bit of the love? And that's what, so don't feel guilty about it. If you're watching or listening to this podcast, don't feel guilty about being blessed. And by being blessed, there's a billion different levels of being blessed. You could be check to check. You could be scraping by. That's still blessed, because you know what? I see videos all the time of people, you know, hey, I'm on a mission trip and look at this. You know, and I see that, and I think about these people in Africa or in South America or whatever that live in squalor. I mean, they live like we treat our animals, our livestock.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, oh, man, I may be check to check this time, but I'm good. I got a nice, cool air conditioner and a heater, and I got everything I need. I got food. I don't have to worry where my next meal's coming from. We're blessed. So don't feel guilty about being blessed. Go ahead and do something good if you're moved by it. Don't feel like, well, if I do this, I'll be a turkey person. How about this? Why not be the turkey person for the first time and then break the seal? You know how, like, you're out in a bar and you're drinking and all of a sudden you go pee one time. Next thing you know, you have to pee every 30 seconds because you broke the seal. Maybe that's what it takes to get rid of the turkey person thing.
Only Bubba could turn.
Go break the seal, man. Break the seal. Hashtag break the seal.
Can you guys all say three? Say three.
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 Three. That's how many cookies Patrick has eaten
so far.
No,
I ate two. I ate only two.
Okay. Well, only
I haven't
two.
Eaten any.
I mean, I'm reorganizing them because it drives me crazy that they're all.
I haven't eaten any. Melissa had one and she loved it.
Yeah. I loved it. It was so good.
So tell us about yourself. What do you do? And you don't think you're married,
well,
right?
Well, I actually called in a couple weeks ago. I am the cow milker.
Oh, yeah.
You're the what?
We were talking about, she milked the cow and we had a little conversation with her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How one of the two of you hasn't milked a cow and
me.
The other one said, yeah, it's kind of like waking up in the morning trying to pee, but you don't know where it's going to go type of thing.
Oh, yeah. That was me. I said that. Can you believe that?
That's a much more me thing to say.
It really is, actually. I expect that from him.
Hey, Melissa, you want another cookie?
Yes. I think I'll take one of those pumpkin cookies.
I had it in my hand to give to you. So here you go. I'll go ahead and give you this. Okay, continue telling your story now. Melissa, you're having another cookie and you're going to love it.
Yeah, we talked about
cookie.
We talked about pasteurized milk, didn't we?
We did.
Yes, right. And how that I go to a coffee shop they use milk that has a fat top on it, and they got to break it up, and mm-hmm. they stir it up because it's not whatever, and it's great.
Homogenized.
It's not homogenized, and it is amazingly great. It is so good. It's the best
thick.
Milk ever.
Like, because see, I don't do skim milk. I'll do vitamin D only.
You
like, you know, the regular. Huh?
You conference? You know,
yeah,
you
hold
that.
On. Yeah, let me put another person here. Melissa, who else is joining us now on the phone with Melissa?
Yes, I would like to hear Mary Morris, my church, please.
Okay, we'll do that. Mary Morris. That's
she
easy.
Said Mary
Thank
Morris.
You.
Oh, sorry. Hello, what about you? What's your name?
William Brogdon.
Hey, William. You're on the phone with Melissa. She's eating a cookie right
hey,
now,
William.
And it's fantastic.
Anyway, she was just telling us how that she, about milk, she milks cows. That's what she does. It's her thing.
You ever milk a cow?
Yeah, I used to have a milk cow that we milked. To have milk to drink. She was a Jersey. I'm raised on a farm. We got chicken houses.
Yeah. And so did you just milk the cow and then put it in the fridge and then just drink it after it got cold?
That's right. It had cream and all on it. That's when I was growing up. But I'm 40 year old now. I used to milk when I was 16, 17, 18 year old when we had the milk cow.
Do you think the reason people have peanut allergies and all that is because we filter and get rid of everything out of the real milk?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that real milk, I mean, drinking from the cow, I mean, it's not pasteurized and all. It ain't bad for you.
There you go. Melissa, you're loving this cookie.
loving it.
I mean, it is fantastic.
It's so good. I think this is even better than the buttercream.
Mm, yeah, I think you're right.
Did I hear
cream? That cream off of that rich milk, you could put it on a piece of cake or peaches and all. I was worth the time milking the cow.
Imagine dipping this cookie, Melissa, in some straight out of the cow milk, a little warm, and just dip.
Now,
it
what
in.
Is that called? What's that top called?
It's just a separated fat layer.
There's not a name, like, you know,
heaven or. Bliss.
What, on the milk?
I mean, it's probably pretty close to heaven.
Yeah. Creamy bliss. That's what I would call it.
Did I hear a rooster in the background?
Yeah, yeah. It's America. It's America. You know, once you open the window and listen to America every once in a while, you'll hear roosters and people with accents and milky cream bliss. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I do now. I pick up, chicken houses. I pick up hatching eggs. They got roosters with the hen.
How many chickens do you have?
In these two chicken houses, they about 20,000 hens and about 750 roosters per house, 1,500 roosters.
That's amazing. I have a friend of mine. They do it. That's actually their side job, and it makes as much money for them as the husband's regular job. Like, how much do you make off of your chicken houses?
They pay us 42 cents a dozen to pick up these hatching eggs and pack them in boxes, 30 dozen to a box. In the run of a year, we keep them 11 months. The gross pays about $140,000 a year.
Who knew? Isn't that amazing?
I mean
that's the gross, though. That's before.
Right. Out of it. Do what?
Wow. I think I'm going to switch from milking cows to raising birds.
Or do both.
Yeah.
Or do both.
You milk in the morning.
I don't think there's enough hours in the day for that.
You milk in the morning and then you do the chicken stuff right after that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, used to when I had the milk cow, I'd milk every morning real early about 7 o'clock and then milk her in the evening about 5 o'clock. So she'd have her calf and I'd milk two udders and let the calf have his two. Turn the calf into his two after I got done milking.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't need any more than that.
That's right.
No. Them two udders would turn out about 2.5 gallons of milk every morning and every evening. So you was getting 5 gallons of milk a day by milking just half of her.
Jeez. What are they going to do with all that? Now, what happens if you don't milk them? Do they just explode?
Jeez.
No. What, if you didn't milk the cow, a Jersey milk cow that give a lot of milk, when she has her calf, you need to go to a dairy and get you another calf and put with her, let her nurse two
so
calves.
So you go borrow somebody else's
two
cow?
Calves, two calves could take care of the milk. Do what?
You just go borrow somebody's cow. Like, hey, pardon me, I need to borrow your cow.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but really, what happens if they don't get rid of the milk?
It just leaks.
They can get. Well, I mean, they'll leak milk for a while. They'll get so full. Their udders will get so full. They'll leak milk for a while. And they can become sick just because of so much weight
that's right,
and so much milk
get,
built
that's
up
right,
in there.
They get mastitis in their bag.
You know, I think I have that. I think I have mastitis in my bag. I now know what it is.
That's just mass.
I think I need another cookie. I don't know about that.
Give her another cookie.
Oh, I think that's a grand idea. Yeah. So let's see.
Give her a cookie.
Melissa.
Patrick, why don't you whip your whiskey out?
Melissa, again, we have the buttercream frosted.
It's Friday. We're going to have cookies and whiskey.
Buttercream frosted leaf shape.
No, I don't.
Or we have the buttercream frosted triple chocolate cookie. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, I haven't tried the leaf shape yet, so I'm probably going to have to go with that one.
Seriously, you and I are like kindred spirits. I was thinking to myself.
He's had four.
No, this is I haven't
third?
Had any. Melissa has had two so far. This is about to be her third one.
So, see, you were going to make fun of me for thinking I ate three, and here he goes.
I haven't eaten any.
Oh, yeah.
I am not eating any.
It's a nice trick he has there. I'm on a diet. Eat a cheeseburger.
It's
on
not
behalf.
Even a trick. It's
I
like
am on a diet.
This is the equivalent of "Oh, I took your nose." I mean, that's how lame this thing is.
Later, I'm going to eat a cheeseburger on behalf of someone I've never met. It's going to be great.
Melissa,
it'll be
Melissa.
Someone in India.
You can have a cheeseburger on my behalf. That's okay.
Dang,
really?
Right.
Okay. I was going to go to the gym after the podcast. But
not now. Now I'm eating a cheeseburger.
No, you should probably just have a burger instead.
Well, go ahead and take a bite of that buttercream leaf-shaped one, and let me know what you think of that cookie.
Is this the radio station?
No, sir. No.
Oh, my God. He's been on the phone with us for 10 minutes.
That's the greatest. That's the best.
I almost had a cookie come out of my nose. I took a bite right
sir,
in the
sir, what is your name, sir?
William Brogdon.
William, you are my favorite person I've talked to all week. That is the greatest. First, he told us about chickens and then cows. And then
he didn't even know who he was talking to.
He just
called a random number. If it wasn't us, he'd be at Tractor Supply just waiting out in the parking lot. Hey, can I talk to you about...
And if you can't, if you're not going to milk, or you go get somebody else's calf.
Yeah, William, now this is a radio station. It's just we're doing the podcast, and so we decided to take the phones and just put them on the podcast.
We kind of hijacked everything, and we're just talking.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
So maybe he should have a cookie?
The song I called him about request was I'm to Blame by Kip Moore.
Okay, we could do that. We like Kip.
Good guy.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, it was good talking
I was waiting to see if he had any. All
okay,
right, thank
thanks,
you,
William.
Later, buddy.
Okay, bye.
This is the best. He didn't even know who we were, what we were doing. This is the best. Melissa, you need another bite.
I'm dipping this in this like nice thick creamy stuff called Heaven. Comes from milk that hasn't been separated. You know what I'm talking about?
All I have is coffee, and I'm helping you do that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but so I'm enjoying this.
Don't do that, by the way.
I think his top the other two.
Yeah, we'll hit those in a minute. I mean, you'll hit those in a minute.
Is this the radio station?
Oh, that was so awesome.
That's so great, man.
10 minutes into his conversation.
Well, I have you guys on here. I have a quickie. You guys have been doing comparing songs that you think sound similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While I'm eating this cookie, I'm going to tell you about two songs that I think you should play together.
Okay.
Chris Jansen, Holding Her, and Craig Campbell, On the Outskirts of Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I already hear it in my head.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Write that down. We'll do that on the
show. It's so crazy. I was singing the one song, and I thought, oh, no, that's not that song at all.
Yeah.
While I've got you here, ma'am, let me ask you a question.
Her name is Melissa.
Her name is Melissa, the cookie eater.
I think she's like 20, so.
Should I start Terrell Pryor at Flex this weekend, or should I go with Carlos Hyde from the 49ers?
Pryor.
Hyde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never done that.
I didn't have any more milking questions, so I just thought I'd move on to fantasy football.
But you know what the thing with William is? I feel like if William told me anything,
you'd believe it.
I would do it.
Absolutely.
If he said, hey, D, this is William.
We should have kept him on the phone.
Hey, what's up, William? I was just thinking about your bum knee there. Yeah. You know, if you crush up a bunny rabbit and smear that on your knee.
Smear it.
And take that Vicks vapor rub and stick it in your ear and let a dog lick your nose, that'll help your knee. I'd be finding me a rabbit. Yep.
William, I can't get the sound card on this audio machine to work. Well, we'll reboot it. Yeah, we'll reboot it, and then he starts talking computer jargon out of nowhere with that. It'd be great.
That would be the best.
I'm going to ask Mike, our engineer, to start talking to me like William.
Isn't that funny, though? Here's the thing.
It's like British people, when they say something, you think automatically they're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sound intelligent.
And then if you have a question about anything mechanical, and you're talking to somebody who's got even just a little bit of Southern drawl, just a little, you trust them. You go, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know.
It's funny. Isn't it weird? And if I started
saying, well, y'all should put maybe some washer fluid in that turn signal to get it working.
Uh-huh.
You believe me?
Yes.
No, why not?
Pretty much.
I already sound like an expert.
I might bing it and make sure, but I'd follow you. I'd do it. Anyway. All right, Melissa, it was good talking to you. Thank you for sharing the cookies.
Thanks for letting me on.
You're welcome.
And the cookies, the delicious cookies.
Good. There's two left for you if you ever feel like you want to eat those.
Okay, burger first and then cookies.
Okay. All right, enjoy your burger. I know you will.
Thanks.
Bye. That was great. That was great.
Is this the radio station? We should have said no.
No?
No, this is...
This is Dr. Wilbur's office.
Yeah, no, this...
This is Sonic.
This is the party line.
You know, it's funny. We get people who call us. If you listen to the show, and I'm hoping that you do, if you're watching or listening to the podcast, if you listen to the show, you know we love to mess with telemarketers and all that. But we also mess with people who call the wrong number. So it's always something we love doing. We'll start messing with somebody, and the moment they say, is this doctor whatever? We immediately go, nope, sorry, wrong number, bye. And we hang up. Because it's like this karma thing. You don't mess with somebody who's trying to call the doctor.
Nope.
Just don't.
You just don't.
There is a line drawn, and that's where we draw it.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's no podcast next week, which kind of is a sad thing, but it happens. It's the holidays, and we take those.
There's only three podcasts left this year.
I can't believe it's almost Christmas, man.
I can't believe I'm done shopping for Christmas, man.
Yeah, but the thing is that there's some things that just come out that you didn't buy because it just came out because you're already done.
Well, I didn't go get my son's birthday present, which, by the way, his birthday party is tomorrow.
What's he doing?
I actually have my son's birthday before his birthday, not 7 months after.
Well, good for you.
what is he doing? He's doing, we're doing like a laser tag and a couple things like that.
Cool.
And then we're going to have a sleepover. Yeah, he'll be 11. So we're going to do a laser tag, and then he's going to have five friends sleep over. I have to figure out what movie to watch with the boys.
Oh, this is fun. It's all same age, right?
Yeah.
Bloodsport.
Bloodsport.
No, wait, they're 10, man. That's how old I was when I saw Bloodsport.
Really? Hey, how about Faces of Death?
No, okay.
I was about 10 when I saw it.
Didn't mess me up.
Yeah.
What? Actually, it did mess me up. I hated that movie.
I don't know what.
Don't do something. Is it gonna be cool?
I don't know.
You got whatever you pick. You can't. You know you picked the right movie it's a movie that you don't feel comfortable telling their parents that you let them watch.
Can I be very honest with you with this? Because the sleepover is happening, I'm less inclined to play anything that's even slightly scary or suspenseful.
What?
No, I know what he's talking about.
No.
Because it's always a little kid that wants him to take him home.
They want
to
go
one
home.
1 o'clock in the morning.
So yeah, they're like, the movie scared me. And I'm like, oh, go protest.
Does?
Amen, brother. I'm going to go to my safe space now.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what? Get over it, kid. Go back to sleep. Okay.
Okay, they're 11. Okay, first off, you guys, they're 11.
Let me tell you something. It's weird. You have two sets of people. You have people that are more mature for their age and people that are less mature. 11-year-old boys, I still get some, and I see them, where they cry for silly stuff. I'm like, what are you doing? Your feelings are hurt.
Sorry, that's not okay.
Just 11-year-olds? Get over it.
I know we live in a society where that's supposed to be okay. I'm telling you, it's not okay.
I understand. You know, do that in private. Don't do it here. Not with me. Not now. Go.
You can cry. You can cry whenever you want to cry.
But don't cry and go, I want to go.
Here's the thing. You can cry whenever you want. Just know that there are repercussions to it with your peers. Because when you're an 11-year-old boy and you cry because... I don't know, someone took your piece of pizza. I mean, that sticks with you. And so you're going to have to know that. We all know there's a kid in our class who is the cry kid, right?
Yep.
And once he got that, it was hard to get out of it. And most of it became because their parents were super strict and didn't let them play with toy guns, and that kind of business. That's fine. You want to raise your kid that way, but just know that in society, sometimes it ain't going to fly. There's going to be consequences. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying be you. If you want to go cry, knock yourself out.
Well,
but
last time we did the sleepover, I ended up having to take three different boys home at different times of the night.
No.
Here's the thing. I'm too nice.
I could understand that if it was little girls. And I know that's probably...
Little girl, I've never had a little girl. I've got two daughters that are older than their brother. Never once have I ever had to take a little girl home from a sleepover.
We have sleepovers. I've never had to take a little girl home because she was
crying. What I was going to say, though, is last time, one boy goes, and it's just, he broke the seal. He broke the seal. One little boy goes home, so I take him home. I get back to the house, and about 45 minutes, you know, kid's at my bedside. Mr. Bubba, I'm going to go home. Are you kidding? Really?
That's Bubba, well, too.
And
Bubba,
I don't.
Are you kidding?
And I do that. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I call the parents in there. You wake the parents up, and I'm like, look, I'm going to bring your kid over, and oh, no, I'll come get him. I'm like, no, stay in bed. I'm already up. You just stay in bed, and I'll make sure they go into the door, and once the door shuts behind them, I'll leave. So I do that, and then 2 hours later, I hear, because that's Stacy freaking out because there's a child with a thing, it's like a blanket pulled over their head, so they look like Beavis and Butthead with the cornholio thing. And the kid's in there going, I want to go home. And it scares her and wakes her up because she thinks there's this apparition by the bedside. And
where
so
you
I have
messed
to go
up
again.
Was bringing the first kid home.
That's what
you
I said.
In the future
I broke,
is you just tell them to man up.
I broke the seal. And I told each one of those kids they cannot sleep over anymore. Well, I had one of them beg me, because I pick up my son every day from school, and I picked up one of his buds who can't sleep over anymore because I had to take him home twice now. He begged me to let him sleep over, and I said, dude, I'm not going to. I've fallen for this twice. Three strikes, and you will never even step foot in my house again. And he's like, I really, really, really. He begged and begged and begged. I said, dude, if I have to take you home, I'm not kidding. You're not going hunting with us, because, like, you know, it's that time of year where we go out into the woods and all that, and I'm like, you're not coming with us. You're going to be by yourself, and we're going to send pictures to you all the time. I'm really, really, please, please. And then finally he goes, if I stay over and stay the whole night, will I earn your trust again?
Aw.
And I went, yeah, okay, you can stay. But you have to stay over the whole night. Okay. I'm like, if you get scared, just put the blanket over your head. And
you have to sleep in this closet with all the lights off after we've watched... Name a scary movie.
Scary movie.
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser wasn't scary.
I don't know. I picked something from 30 years ago.
It was gross, but.
Nightmare on Elm Street. None of my kids have never seen any of that stuff. I asked Gunner the other day. I go, I was kind of in that mood. Like, I wanted to, like scare them, you know? Like, man, let's go to the house. Let's go, Zach, and let's go watch a scary movie. Kathy was out doing something, wasn't at the house. They're like, you know, I don't know. I go, what's the scariest movie you've ever seen? I've never seen one. You've never seen a scary movie at all? No, sir. Seriously? Nope. I go, all right, well, maybe it's best. He goes, yeah, that stuff, I don't like it. I'm like, I get it. I respect that. I'm not a big fan of it either. I'll never forget watching Exorcist 2 at Sam Huddleston's house. And for some reason, he shared a bedroom with his
pancakes
brother.
There?
No. And there are two beds in his room. And so he's sitting on one, I'm sitting on the other. We're watching
like Lucy and Ricky.
Yeah, like Lucy and Ricky. And or the Brady Bunch. And or did Brady Bunch have separate
time? I think they slept together. In real life, obviously we know that now.
Yeah. Mr. Brady.
No, I think the Brady's had one bed.
Yeah, so I said they slept together on the show.
They were the second TV show to feature a couple sleeping in the same bed.
Dude.
Anybody know what the first one was?
Yeah.
Green Acres. I don't know.
No. Green Acres. The Munsters.
I don't even remember them sleeping.
The Munsters was the first TV show to show a married couple sleeping in one bed.
Anyway.
I don't know why I know that.
We're watching Exorcist 2, and there's a scene. Have you guys seen it?
No. Nope.
There's a scene where it's like in a mental ward kind of hospital or whatever. And there's a long shot down this darkened hallway after everyone's gone to sleep. And you're looking down the hallway and there's nothing there. And then all of a sudden, somebody has like a hatch or a when you're trimming hedges, you know, like a hedge trimmer, mm-hmm. and goes over and tries to cut someone's head off. Anyway, Sam and I both at the same time went, and I think that was the last really scary
move. Jumped into each other's arms.
Gosh, it was awful. And I was like, gee, what, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this to ourselves?
That's why I don't watch scary movies. Everybody always kind of makes fun of me because I won't watch anything slightly scary.
You don't like, here's spiritual.
I don't. My daughter watches.
I don't want any of it.
I walked into my daughter watching American Horror Story the other day. I'm like, what are you doing? Not in my house. Uh-uh. So, like, I will not anything. And I pretty much said, look, okay, I can't stop you from watching things when I'm not around. But I'm going to tell you what my preferences are. And so I just said, you know, if you're going to do that, please do me one favor. Don't watch anything that has ghost voices or anything like that on. Because I always thought that if you have those, you know what I'm saying? Those things that are like,
go ahead.
Let me out.
Demons?
Anything like, yes, demons.
Okay, say it.
Instead of ghosts, I'm like, if you've got any kind of demon show, don't watch that. Because I always feel like if that's on the TV.
It gets in your house.
It gets in your house, yeah. I know it's a dumb thing.
No, it isn't.
But I've always been that way.
It gets in, man.
You let it in, and it gets in. It's like, let me in.
You guys ever been to a, you ever been invited? I know you haven't been. You ever been invited to a seance?
No. No, Patrick? I would never. I would never, ever, ever, you ever do that.
How about this? You ever been out in the woods and come across something that don't look right? Like it's a scene?
Yep.
Of some sort of a something or other?
Yep.
Me too, man. And as soon as you come up on, it's weird.
I've never, like you're saying, something that looks like a murder scene or something like that?
Nah, it's not a murder scene. It looks like a, like a ceremony.
Okay. Yeah, no, I've never.
And
no.
there's like a thing in the, it's usually, the one I saw was in the middle of trees. I mean, it was in the middle of nowhere, first off.
Hold on, before you finish your story, I think Melissa wants another cookie.
I think she does. Pretty sure. Melissa, if you want another one, blink twice. There you go. But yeah, there was like an altar kind of thing made, and there were bones. I don't know what it was. I think it was an animal. I mean, they were small, obviously, but
like a cat or something.
I don't know. It could have been. I wouldn't have known. But yeah, there was just weird, man. All that stuff.
Amber, she said, I just watched the movie It with my 10-year-old daughter. You're crazy. With all the clown crud going on right now.
Oh, hey, how about the clown stuff dying out? Mm-hmm. You know why? Because the people fake reporting them got tired of reporting them.
No, because Halloween passed.
Halloween passed. That's right. We told you the clown stuff was baloney. It was BS. It wasn't really going on. Maybe one or two. But the rest of them, it was not going on.
But they weren't real to begin with.
No. It was kids trying to scare each other. We should start a new one. Like something completely different. I saw somebody coming out of the woods.
There was a rabid possum. A rabid possum person. And we get a George Jones mask. And we go and terrorize neighborhoods.
Yes.
We'll get all over YouTube.
Yeah.
The rabid possum is coming after me. Ah!
Here, let's do it just how a TV person would do it. You ready? Mm-hmm. Be like this. Bah, 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 bah. Good evening. I'm David Dingledob. Following the news tonight, authorities are looking into accusations of possible malfeasance of a reporting of a rabid possum person. Because they just say dumb words, they shouldn't say. A rabid possum person. Let's go to, what's your reporter name?
I'll be Jenky Stinky Bullet.
Let's go to Jenky Stinky Bullet. But who's standing by at the edge of the woods. Stinky?
Well, let me tell you something there, Big D. It's a crazy place out here. We have had random spottings of the rabid possum person, and I must tell you, we fear that this could become an issue with children having to check out of school. We do also fear that I have to go.
Ooh, boy,
away from being the news to being Blair Witch Project there for a second.
Oh, boy. That looked like it really hurt.
Oh,
I hope she's okay. Dude, that's what we are. We be the grape lady from the internet. We just come out, we just go, and we just run at kids. as a middle-aged white chick who fell and lost her, got the breath knocked out of her. She was stomping grapes.
Still one of the funniest internet things of all time.
So tell me about the festival. Well, we just stomped the grapes and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wait, wait. And then she falls and gets hit. Apparently, I got really into that story. I researched her. You know, like it messed her up bad.
Yeah, it did.
Like physically, it messed her up
you
bad.
Lie.
I'm
you
not lying. I am not.
Didn't the wind knocked
no,
out
mentally,
her?
No, this no. did no more
mentally,
than
mentally.
No.
Mentally, I'm
more
sure
than
it did
mentally.
Because she was embarrassed.
I'm saying physically, it messed her up, and she had to go through all kinds. She had surgeries and all kinds of stuff.
What?
It was more than just knocking the breath out of her.
I'm gonna be like the Van Perry.
He's saying
you
that
lie.
To make us feel bad.
I'm not. I'm just saying, lady, that
grape stomp lady.
Grape stomp.
What
lady.
Am I just saying? Grape stomp lady.
I like turtles.
Grape stomp. Stomp. There it is. Okay. Okay. You guys want the latest story on her?
Yeah, the latest. There is actually latest on her. This is like 10 years ago or more.
What happened to the grape stomping lady? You may not know Melissa Sanders by name.
But we do now.
But you know her as Grape Stomper or the Grape Lady. As she fell on camera. So what happened to her? The internet at large tried to track Sanders down for many years, and in 2008, she finally made a public appearance regarding the video. Can you pull up the video, by the way?
Dude, you know what I was doing. Can I play it like on the podcast, or can I just show it like only
just
to
play
the...
it. Just play okay. it.
Here, these buckets are filled with grapes. What kind of grapes? These are filled with chambers.
Oh, wait, I'm getting my audio from the thing.
This Saturday, who stomps the most juice will actually win an overnight stay here at Chateau Alon.
You ready?
You ready to try it?
Okay, yeah, here she goes. So tell some more about it.
Disgusting. All right, you ready? Give us a 30-second time. Here we go. So what's the deal here? There's a contest to stomp, and how are you measuring who does the best stomping?
And whoever stomps the most juice wins an overnight stay, but it's not the only thing you can do.
The measuring cups are down below, right?
Measuring cups are down below.
All right. And if you win, you get to stay at Chateau Alon. And what else do you have going on here?
In her voice all the time now.
You can come and spend the day listening to live music, eating international food, having wine tours and tastings, vineyard tours, seminars, arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun.
Now she says, okay, wait.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to say this
No, you cut it off before the best part.
I know. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say is the best part is when they go back to the studio and they
oh
just...
Oh, my God. It's ooh, legendary.
Because they're laughing. They're like... They're,
let's go back to it here.
Stop. I think she's hurt.
She took a hard fall off there.
Oh, man. That is awful. And part of me does feel bad for laughing, but I can't stop it.
You can't. Look,
every time she starts, I can't stop.
If somebody legitimately goes, ew, you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh.
I know
that's the sound. That is the sound, just for those of you who don't know and have never had the wind knocked out of you, that is the sound of the guttural animal sound that we all make.
Primal, man. It's primal.
It is when you have the wind knocked out of you, you think you're dying. You think, I will never breathe again. I just did something horrible.
This is how it ends.
I punctured a lung and it's done. I'm
all right,
over.
So that's it. So finally, they tracked her down during an interview on a syndicated radio program.
Okay.
She talked about the epic fall. When asked about her thoughts on the incidents, she had this to say, quote, "Am I embarrassed that I fell? Of course. I also broke a couple of ribs. Thanks for asking."
Ouch.
Ouch. Okay, I had to spend a few weeks in the hospital under observation. I suffered quite a bit for an honest mistake, a momentary lapse
of
concentration.
Well, there was no mistake. She didn't
she
make a mistake.
It was
an accident.
She fell, whatever. I'm trying to move on. So there you go.
I wish she would have owned up a little bit more. I mean, she did nothing wrong. She just fell. Have accidents. I fell up the stairs 2 weeks ago. How do you fall up the stairs? I've fallen down the stairs on camera. I've done stupid stuff. And it's not a mistake of mine. I just goofed up and fell.
Yeah.
So I feel for her on that, but because she was on TV, and then obviously it was the beginning. That was like kind of around the birth of the viral video, and that may have been one of the first half dozen to ever go viral. And everybody saw it at that time.
I mean, they parodied it on Family Guy.
Did they?
It's, yeah, it's been all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, man, it's been everywhere. I remember when it was just something to throw. That was pre-YouTube, man.
Oh, Taylor says it reminds her of Peter Griffin when he hits his knee on the mailbox. Is that what it was?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, they literally did a grape stomp thing. I think it was Stewie that did it. Great.
We should do a grape stomp on the show.
No.
Let me tell you something. I was going to say, I love wine. I really do. And I don't like thinking about the grape stomp. I think
they
the grape
really
stomp.
They don't stomp the grapes like that, man.
Well, they did back
they
in the day.
Did back in the day, but we don't, you know.
And you know what? The wine you're getting from Italy and all these kind of places, you don't know who's stomping them, who's crushing
don't
them.
Stomp it that way. That's not how they do it anymore. Thank God.
Yeah, this doesn't sound very efficient.
No, it's not efficient.
You don't know? I don't know.
What if we smash the grapes with these rocks? No, we would put them in a bucket and step on them with our feet.
Gently stomped is what they are. Stomped with love.
Yeah.
You sound like a kid who wants to go home early. No one goes home. We all sleep in the same room, and I will lock it, and we will watch scary movie and have Dominoes to eat. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well, listen, tell rapper Frank that we said yo and hope he has a great 11-year-old birthday. And
he'll have an 11-year-old Christmas this year, so I'll tell them both.
And see if he can't convince him to play spring baseball.
I don't think he will. He just started basketball, and he's kind of set in it. We throw the baseball, but he's been hit in the face several times, and I think he's just done. He's like, you know what? Baseball's hurt.
Baseballs do hurt.
So I think he's done. And I told him, I said, look, here's the deal. As long as you come out here and make me happy and throw the baseball with me every so often, I'm good.
Yeah.
I said, there's nothing better than a father and son throwing the baseball together. And I said, I enjoy that just as much as I would enjoy watching you play a Little League game.
Yeah.
I said, so just throw the ball with me and that's all that matters.
Again, it goes back to do what you enjoy doing. There's so many parents who are just awful.
And Melissa, we have one more cookie left.
Oh my God, how many have you eaten, man?
I haven't eaten any. Melissa, I mean, how many has Melissa eaten? She is about to eat her fifth one. Jesus.
She's
about to try the triple chocolate one. Melissa, what do you think of it?
I think it's great.
How many calories in each one of those cookies?
200. It says it on the back of the package.
In each cookie?
Yeah.
1,000 calories.
Of cookies?
1,000 calories of cookies.
And I felt bad about eating two of them.
Wow. All right, whatever.
Well, lucky for me, I haven't had one.
Lucky for you.
Lucky for me.
I'm cooking a gumbo tomorrow. You coming? Bub already said he couldn't make it.
I can't.
I'm not going to your house to eat gumbo.
I have, five little boys going to be at my house.
Yeah, well.
Three will probably go home by 2 a.m.
What do you put in it? You chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't, because you can't have seafood.
Nope. Gumbo is going to be awesome.
Patrick has a severe allergic reaction to seafood. Shellfish.
Shellfish.
Yeah. Can you have fish?
That's very shellfish of you.
But that was a scary thing. I bet trying to figure out what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Your
windpipe,
doesn't your throat collapse?
Throat closes up and I can't breathe. So, and it gets worse every time that you have, yeah. So
growing up in South Louisiana, that's like.
This didn't happen until my mid-20s. I was fine.
It
it happened. Oh, yeah. It happened after we moved here, and I was 26. It was after I got married.
I didn't know that. I thought it was our whole life that way.
Oh, man, I used to be able to eat everything. It was great.
What in the world happened?
It happens. You can develop food allergies as an adult, and those are usually the ones that where you can't breathe and you die.
They're really bad, then.
Yeah.
Where were you the first time it happened?
The first time I remember it happened, I was at an engagement party for me. At an engagement party. And I remember having this feeling. And it was weird. It wasn't bad enough. It was just like somebody was squeezing my neck like that. I was like, wow, that's weird. And I guess what it was is I didn't realize that I didn't eat shellfish as much as I thought I did. Because growing up, we ate it all the time. And then I guess I just stopped eating it as much. So then it happened another time. And then the third time, it was the rehearsal dinner for my wedding. My brother had cooked crawfish etouffee. And I was eating it. And then I start feeling like I'm choking. Like I can't breathe. And I'm not kidding you. It's the rehearsal dinner for your wedding. So everybody goes, oh, man, that's cold feet. You're just nervous about tomorrow. That's not nothing. Like, no, I can't breathe. Something's wrong. So only happened to me by accident once after I figured it out. I was at another wedding, and there was some kind of something where there was crab in the sauce, and I didn't know it. It wasn't labeled. And that was the scariest one because I really couldn't breathe. I had liquid Benadryl in my car that I used to keep if I was having an allergy attack, and I took that. I managed to swallow it, and probably.
So do you have one of the little?
I don't keep an EpiPen. I really should. I just stay away from it completely.
Huh.
But.
Well, that's a bummer way of ending the podcast.
But that's how we're going to do
that's
it.
That's how we're going to do it.
Because we're those guys.
Have a great Thanksgiving, because we won't be doing one because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And
it's all Thanksgiving's
spend
fault.
Spend time with your family. Have a great holiday. We'll be back, of course, on the radio on Monday, but for the podcasters.
Bobby, you want a cookie? Oh. I know you didn't get one.
No, I didn't have one. I don't want one. Melissa had a bunch of them. She finished the chocolate
She's
one she
such
said
a pig, isn't
was
she?
Not as good as the one that.
Really?
That she said the buttercream was the best.
Oh, I thought the chocolate was the best.
No, she said buttercream was the best. And, you know, I'll just go with her word. I will trust her opinion.
All right.
Oh, by the way, speaking of the end of the podcast, stick around after the little theme here, and you can catch everything from Travis Tritt hanging out with us in the studio, minus the songs. We had to take the songs out for legal reasons, so there you go.
This was the podcast, but now it's over, but that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Wait. I forgot to say thank you to Subway again. Thank you, Subway. Get the autumn carved turkey sandwich at Subway. It's perfect for Thanksgiving. It's got turkey in it.
Right.
Sweet cranberry sauce, the mustard sauce, sliced cheddar cheese, freshly baked 9-grain bread. You're going to get it. You're going to love it. And now we can finish the song.
I'm sorry.
Well, after all these years,
woo!
He is finally in the studio with us.
I feel like it's a major accomplishment, even though we didn't do anything to make it happen.
It is so such an honor to welcome Travis Tritt to the studio.
Yeah. Good morning.
It's Travis Tritt Day.
Yay! It's like a holiday.
Oh, how cool.
Man, I hope we don't come off as super gooby. I just thought about that. I thought, because we're too excited. Like,
you
we should
understand.
Be cooler,
You've
but
been
we're
counting
not.
Down to this. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
There's
this
text messages
deal.
And everything. It's like 4 days and counting, 3 days and counting.
The first thing that they saw when I sent them a text message this morning that said, it's Travis Tritt Day.
It's Travis Tritt Day.
I love it, man. Well, thanks for having me.
So, you know, you're one of those guys, you're an artist that, like, and this is, there's not many of like this. That I think everyone likes. Like, I don't know anyone who goes, eh.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know.
If you go on my Twitter page, you'll find out there's some people that don't.
Oh.
There's haters with everything.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's how you deal with the haters. Like, what I like to do is I take their hate tweets
and
I copy them.
Yeah.
And then I pretend I'm retweeting them, but I change all their stuff up into where they love us. So it's like, Big D and Bubba, you guys are the best show ever. And
absolutely.
I'll say, like, thanks, you're awesome. I love you, man.
You do.
And then they all, it's almost every time they reply back with, touche.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about your new CD. It's actually a double CD set called A Man and His Guitar, Travis Tritt. But it's alive, it's in concert, and it's we'll talk about that. But you've been doing this a long time.
I have.
You've seen it from where it started and to where it is now. How do you see the country music genre?
So much has changed in a lot of different aspects. But in our day, back when I was first getting started in the late 80s, early 90s, all of the artists that were coming out at that particular time paid a lot of homage to the people that came before us. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, all of the people that influenced us from the time we were just kids. I mean, you know, people like Johnny Cash and George Jones and Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn. And we did
you
a
forgot
lot.
Beyonce on that list. What are you doing?
Yeah, what is wrong with you, Travis?
I forgot. She created country music. I forgot that.
Durr.
But, you know,
I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's gotten to the point nowadays where I don't see as much of that, and I wish I did see more of it. The other thing is that I think that over the years that there has been less emphasis on being original and being different. You know, the class of 89 that I was a part of with Garth, Alan Jackson, Clint Black, we all had our own style, and we were all very recognizable. You could hear...
Vocally, stylistically, there was a lot going on.
Exactly. I mean, you could hear... I can name that song, I can name that artist in three notes, right. You know, because we all were different. And nowadays, I hear a lot of the same thing over and over again. And I wish that there was more of an emphasis on the songwriting, on being original and really having lyrics that really spoke to people a little bit more. And I think it's maybe starting to come back around to that.
Yeah, for a while it was stuck on catchy hook, and that's all we need.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do notice that we are kind of starting to get back to, here in the last year and a half, it's kind of starting to swing again. So the pendulum is going the right way.
Exactly. I've heard some things recently from some of the new artists, you know, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, you know, some of the other people, that the lyrics are starting to come back to having more meaning. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing for our industry. I think it gives us longevity.
Travis Tritt is our in-studio guest.
It took you a second. You didn't want to, you had to pause and let it sink in.
Travis Tritt is, I'm looking at him right now. Is this a hologram, Patrick? Touch him. Go lick him right now.
He's here.
Oh, he's here. All right, Travis Tritt's with us. We're coming right back. Hang on. Travis Tritt is joining us in the studio, and we couldn't be more excited that Travis Tritt is in the studio right now.
Like, you want to, people ask us, would you guys make good actors? Apparently, today is the day where we would, because, like, I should be jumping around like a crazy man right now.
We're really
that excited.
We're holding it in for you, Travis. We really are.
We're really holding it back, because we don't want to come off as those guys. We don't want to be like, you know, I saw you one time in a concert.
I know.
You know.
I don't let him read our text messages that we've been sending down for. Oh, my God. Guess what?
What? Travis got me. What? Are you kidding me?
Emoji.
I actually told Patrick this morning. I said, you know, what's going to happen is the door's going to open and Ashton Kutcher is going to walk in and go, oh, you're a
you
punk. Yeah. I thought that was. I'm like, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Travis is in a trailer somewhere watching it on video laughing. Those guys thought I was coming in.
It's just about as exciting for me as it is for you. No. I haven't done this in a while.
When's the last time you did a sit down in a radio studio with a guitar and just talk to people?
Quite a few years.
Why?
That's crazy.
Why don't you?
You know, the biggest thing for me is our focus has been on going out and doing the live concerts. And I think a lot of times when you're involved in trying to release new albums or trying to promote things, sometimes you kind of lose focus on the live shows. And the live concerts have been the thing that have kept me going all these years.
Sure. That's your bread and butter.
That's exactly right. You know, always.
To be honest, just between us girls, I kind of like the fact that you don't do much of it and that you're kind of like, well, I'm not going to do
that. It's like
that.
having country music Howard Hughes in here.
I know.
Well, you know, yeah.
Okay, that's not exactly.
Travis, he did not mean that.
My fingernails are not quite that long yet.
Not what he meant.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, you're kind of almost the reclusive country star. You're a mystery.
You know, the thing that I found, and I found this out early on when I was just getting started, because I didn't live in Nashville. So many of the others lived in Nashville. I didn't. I've always lived in Georgia. I found that by being kind of outside, it made more of a splash. That's part of the
allure?
Yeah. There's
it's a little mystery. There's a little bit of don't show everything. Just a little skin will do.
Absolutely.
You're just showing the ankles.
Yeah. We're just looking at Patrick, get a good
leave
shot.
Leave something to the imagination.
Get a good shot of his ankles out loud. Right now. Yeah. By the way, a man and his guitar, Travis Tritt, it is a double disc, meaning there are two discs. Mm-hmm. And it's got everything on here, man, from with a corn go. Oh, wow. Corn Don't Grow. What a great song. I'm Gonna Be Somebody, Country Club, Here's a Quarter. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But you've got a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have you play something for us, and we don't even care what it is.
Well, you just mentioned Corn Don't Grow. That song was a song that originally was done. Waylon did that. Became a big hit for me.
Did you ever talk to Waylon about the song?
Matter of fact, Waylon and I had a chance to perform it together with Vince Gill, Steve Warner, Joe Diffie, all of us together just sitting on stools and playing acoustic guitars. And a lot of people don't know this, but Waylon was almost like a second father to me. I had a chance to literally learn at his feet. Waylon encouraged me tremendously to go ahead and be different. Johnny Cash did too.
Those are great mentors.
Glad you listened to him.
Great guy.
Glad you didn't cut your hair. Man, I'm glad you finally did cut your hair now. Here's Travis Tritt.
Man, oh man.
Okay, I'm pretty much done for the week. I'll see you guys later. This was pretty dang cool.
Golly. Wherever you are, you need to get on either online or go buy it wherever you get your music.
Is it on iTunes, Google Play, and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Travis Tritt, A Man and His Guitar. There are two discs full of great Travis Tritt songs.
And then apparently there's also, because I have it in my hands now, a DVD as well.
Correct. It's much more relaxed. It's like sitting in the living room playing music for all your friends.
A Man and His Guitar from Travis Tritt. He is our guest. Travis Tritt is in the studio, and we're going to come right. By the way, we're leaving here, and we're all getting Travis Tritt tattoos. I don't know if you knew that.
So, good.
All right, we're coming right back with Travis Tritt. Hang on. Travis Tritt is joining us in the studio. Make sure you get Travis Tritt, A Man and His Guitar. It's a live two-disc set, and you can download it, or you can go buy the actual CDs. And there's also a DVD as well if you want to do that. You can get it at travistritt.com. You can also get it on iTunes, Google Play, or whatever your
store is. Everywhere you can
Everyone's get music. Everyone's got it. Get it. It's so good. Patrick, go ahead and geek out.
Okay, so I think all great country, the greatest country songs are all about drinking or your woman leaving or drinking because she left.
So
in my top five all time is The Whiskey Ain't Working, which I actually have on vinyl. These are from jukeboxes.
God. 45.
I have 45s that
now,
are old jukebox
they didn't press
records.
Those on vinyl except for jukeboxes. As you can tell, look how cool it's even got the little
how
sticker.
Neat
my
is
copy
that?
Of Here's a Quarter even has the jukebox label on it so you could pick it.
Wow.
I remember being in the seventh grade. It wasn't a talent show. It was like something we did on one of those easy days before the holidays. And all the kids like would lip sync songs.
Yes.
And they had signed up in advance. And everyone was doing pop songs. I was the only one who got up and lip synced a country song with my guitar in my hand. And I lip synced Anymore by Travis Tritt.
How cool is that?
Really?
Awesome.
Yep.
Sing it for him.
No.
No. I want Patrick to sing it for you.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
He'll just play and you just sing, Patrick. How about that? It's what brought so many people to country music. You don't even know. Think of all the millions of people. It was their mom or dad's music. And then that one day they run across Travis Tritt singing that song and they go, whoa, wow.
You know, that song really kind of opened things up for me. At the American Music Awards back in the early 90s, Garth Brooks was scheduled to perform. And on the plane ride out, Garth had to cancel. His wife was in the hospital, and so he had to cancel. And he recommended me to take his place. And he was going to do an acoustic song, just him and his guitar, on the show. So when I landed, it was Super Bowl Sunday. I'm thinking I'm going to go back to my room and watch the rest of the Super Bowl. As I'm stepping off the plane at the gate, I see Dick Clark standing there.
The wow. Dick Clark. The not Dick a guy Clark. Who has a name of Dick Clark. The Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. And so I'm thinking, what in the world is Dick Clark doing here? And he's staring a hole directly through me. And so as I get closer, he comes walking up to me and he says, Travis, we need to leave right now. We'll take care of your bags. But we need to get over to the venue to rehearse for tomorrow night's show. I said, rehearse what? I'm not performing. He said, oh, yeah, you are. He said, Garth had to cancel, and he recommended you take his place. I said, well, what do you guys want me to do? You know, you want me to do one of my hits or something? They said, well, no, we actually were hoping that you'd do what Garth was planning on doing, sit on the edge of the stage with your feet dangling off the edge and do a song acoustically by yourself. And I was scared to death. And so I did that performance the next night. And Madonna, MC Hammer, all these different performances that had tons of dancers on stage, explosions, all this stuff going off. I was scared to death. But still to this day, that performance stood out so much from the rest of the show that it was one of the things that I think helped solidify my career.
Thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you for having me.
Without saying what we've already said, it is a real treat for us and a true dream come true to have you in. And I want to remind everyone to get Travis Tritt, A Man and His Guitar. It's a 2-disc set, and get it on CD, or you can download it on iTunes.
And there is a DVD as well.
Yeah. Dude, let's go get those tattoos. Travis Tritt tattoos for everybody. Yay!
Sounds good to me, guys.
If you want to hear the song performances, they are on our YouTube channel. Just go and check it out on the YouTube app or in the search bar. Just type in Big D and Bubba, all one word, no spaces. BIGDANDBUBBA.